The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. The podcast today I would like to share with you from Isaiah 43, and I'm going to read verses 18 and 19. The prophet Isaiah says this: "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." I'm making this particular podcast in January 2019, which is the year, by God's grace, when we celebrate 25 years of Living Hope. And Living Hope really began in Kenya in October 1994, when I was in a situation where the old thing that I'd been involved in, pastoring a church, had come to an end. And I found myself on a mission in Africa, waiting upon God, sharing, seeing God do wonderful things, people coming to Christ, being in all sorts of meetings of different sizes, praying for the sick. It was a really challenging time, an exciting time. But I was saying, "Lord, what happens when I go back to the UK? And that was where, in a guest house in Nairobi, God spoke to me. And I can say it was an audible voice. I'd not heard that before. "Behold, I do a new thing. Shall it not spring forth?" And I was quite shocked, because I've been reading my Bible for years and I've been looking to God for years, of course, with many weaknesses and failings. But I'd never heard a voice speak as this voice spoke. And I remember saying to God, "But what is the new thing?" And the Lord said, "Well, I'm not going to show you straight away, but it is a new thing." I want to talk to you about handling a new thing with a God who does not change. You see, one of the reasons why we miss new things, and as pastors and leaders, we miss new things because we say, "Well, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is faithful. His character doesn't change." And yes, all of that's true. But sometimes, although God will never change his character, the way he does things may not always be the same. Let me give you an example. When Joshua is given the task of going into the promised land, the first city that he comes across is Jericho. What does he do? He waits on God. And what does God say? "I want you to march around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, march around the city 7 times, give a mighty shout, the walls will come down, and you will win the city." Well, he obeys God, he does that, the walls do come down, and they do conquer the city. And in future times, Joshua will fight many battles and come against many cities. But the only time that I read that he marches around walls once a day for 6 days and then around the city 7 times on the seventh day, the only time he does that is Jericho. You see, God will win victories, but we must listen to him. If we just concentrate on old methods, old ways, this is how we've always done it, you can miss out. God hasn't changed, but sometimes the way he does things changes. We think again how Jesus healed and opened the eyes of the blind. But again, there was an occasion when he spat in the ground and made a kind of a paste and put it on the eyes of a blind man. And then the man washed his eyes and he was able to see. But although it's true today, in 2019, Jesus still opens the eyes of the blind. If you think that it would be a wise thing to spit in the ground and make a paste and put it on someone's eyes, I think you'd find yourself in a fair bit of difficulty. The way we do things, we must listen. God is going to do a new thing. The way that we reach our community, the way that we reach our people, we need to be creative. We need to listen and ask God, how are you going to work through us this year? How are you going to enable us in this current situation to move forward with you? As I've said, God doesn't change, but the way he does things may well change. There are all sorts of evangelistic tools available at the moment. Many churches are using many of them. But it's really important to say, Lord, how do you want to use us evangelistically? Some of my friends in Africa, you've been using crusades for years, and it's been very effective. But be careful if God is saying, I want to do a new thing. Maybe crusades have a place, but maybe they're not the only way to reach the lost. What is the new thing that God is wanting to show in terms of his ability to demonstrate his character, his love and his power? What we read in Isaiah 43 is that God will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. However dry and difficult your situation may appear to be, however barren your particular situation may appear to be, the Lord is able to break through for you. He'll make a way for you that is relevant to you and your situation personally and in your church. And he will always make his Holy Spirit available. He is the stream above all streams. And if we thirst, as Jesus said, and thirst and hunger for the Spirit of God, he is available and he will bring life and hope. God's doing a new thing. He's the same God doing a new thing. Let's discover and walk with him this year. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.